Chapter 3, Regional Civilizations, 400 to 1500. Key Events. As you read this chapter, look for the key events in the history of early regional civilizations. Muhammad and his followers established the beliefs and practices of Islam. The development of trade throughout Asia, Africa, and Europe led to the exchange of goods and cultural ideas. In the 1100s, European monarchs began to build strong states. The impact today. The events that occurred during this time period still impact our lives today. More than 1 billion people around the world are devout Muslims who follow the teachings of the Quran, and Islam is one of the world's leading faiths. The expansion of trade continues to create a global society, allowing people to exchange goods, services, and ideas throughout the world. The codification of Roman law, the emergence of common law, and the signing of the Magna Carta continue to influence our American legal system. Section 1. The World of Islam. Voices from the Past. In his autobiography, the 11th century Islamic scholar Ibn Sina, known in the West as Avicenna, described his early training. By the time I was 10, I had mastered the Quran and a great deal of literature. There followed training in philosophy. Then I took to reading texts by myself, mastering logic, geometry, and astronomy. I now occupied myself with mastering the various texts and commentaries on natural science and metaphysics, until all the gates of knowledge were open to me. Next, I desired to study medicine, and proceeded to read all the books that have been written on this subject. At the same time, I continued to study and dispute on law, being now 16 years of age. Autobiography, Ibn Sina. Ibn Sina was one of the Islamic world's greatest scholars. The Arabs. Like the Israelites and the Assyrians, the Arabs were a Semitic-speaking people who lived in the Arabian Peninsula, a desert land sorely lacking in rivers and lakes. The Arabs were nomads who, because of their hostile surroundings, moved constantly to find water and food for their animals. Survival in such a harsh environment was not easy, and the Arabs organized into tribes to help one another. The Arabs lived as farmers and sheepherders on the oases and rain-fed areas of the Arabian Peninsula. After the camel was domesticated in the first millennium B.C., the Arabs populated more of the desert and expanded the caravan trade. Towns developed along the routes as the Arabs became major carriers of goods between the Indian Ocean and the Mediterranean, where the Silk Road ended. Arabs traced their ancestors to Abraham and his son Ishmael, who were believed to have built at Makkah, or Mecca, the Kaaba, a house of worship whose cornerstone was a sacred stone called the Black Stone. The Arabs recognized a supreme god named Allah. Allah is Arabic for God, but they also believed in other tribal gods. Reading check. Explaining. What factors contributed to the development of towns on the Arabian Peninsula? The life of Muhammad. Born in Makkah to a merchant family, Muhammad grew up to become a caravan manager and married a rich widow named Khadija, who was also his employer. Troubled by problems in society, Muhammad often visited the nearby hills to pray and meditate. During one of his visits, Muslims believe Muhammad received revelations from God. According to Islamic teachings, the messages were given by the angel Gabriel. Muhammad came to believe that Allah had already revealed himself in part through Moses and Jesus, and thus through the Hebrew and Christian traditions. He believed, however, that the final revelations of Allah were now being given to him. Out of these revelations, which were eventually written down, came the Quran, the holy book of the religion of Islam. The word Islam means peace through submission to the will of Allah. The Quran contains the ethical guidelines and laws by which the followers of Allah are to live. Those who practice the religion of Islam are called Muslims. Islam has only one God, Allah, and Muhammad is God's prophet. After receiving the revelations, Muhammad set out to convince the people of Makkah of the truth of his revelations. After 3 years of preaching, he had only 30 followers. Muhammad became discouraged by persecution of his followers, as well as by the failure of the Makkans to accept his message. He and some of his closest supporters left Makkah and moved north to Yathrib, later renamed Medina, or Medina, City of the Prophet. The journey of Muhammad and his followers to Medina is known as the Hijra. The year the journey occurred, 622, became year one in the official calendar of Islam. Muhammad soon began to win support from people in Medina, as well as from the Bedouin tribes in the surrounding countryside. From these groups, he formed the first community of practicing Muslims. Muhammad became both a religious and a political leader. He assembled a military force to defend himself and his followers, and began to attract large numbers of supporters. In 630, Muhammad returned to Makkah with a force of 10,000 men. The city quickly surrendered, and most of the townspeople converted to the new faith. During a visit to the Kaaba, Muhammad declared it a sacred shrine of Islam. 2 years after his triumphal return to Makkah, Muhammad died, just as Islam was beginning to spread throughout the Arabian Peninsula. All Muslims are encouraged to make a pilgrimage to Makkah, known as the Hajj, if possible. Reading check. Identifying. What was the significance of the message given to Muhammad by Gabriel? The teachings of Muhammad. Like Judaism and Christianity, Islam is monotheistic. Allah is the all-powerful being who created the universe and everything in it. Islam emphasizes salvation and offers the hope of an afterlife. Unlike Christianity, Islam does not believe that its first preacher was divine. Muhammad is considered a prophet, similar to Moses, but he was also a man like other men. Muslims believe that because human beings rejected Allah's earlier messengers, Allah sent his final revelation through Muhammad. Islam is a direct and simple faith, stressing the need to obey the will of Allah. This means practicing acts of worship known as the five pillars of Islam: belief, prayer, charity, fasting, and pilgrimage. Muslims believe there is no deity but the one God, and Muhammad is his messenger. This is belief. They perform prescribed prayers 5 times a day. This is prayer. And give part of their wealth to the poor. This is charity. During the month of Ramadan, Muslims refrain from food and drink from dawn to sunset. This is fasting. Finally, believers are expected to make a pilgrimage to Makkah at least once in their lifetime. This is pilgrimage. The faithful who follow the law are guaranteed a place in an eternal paradise. Reading check. Comparing. How is Islam similar to Judaism and Christianity? Creation of an Arab empire. Muhammad had been accepted as both the political and religious leader of the Islamic community. The death of Muhammad left his followers with a problem. Muhammad had never named a successor. Shortly after Muhammad's death, some of his closest followers chose Abu Bakr, a wealthy merchant and Muhammad's father-in-law, to be their leader. He was named caliph, or successor, to Muhammad. Under Abu Bakr's leadership, the Islamic movement began to grow. As the Romans had slowly conquered Italy, so also the Muslims expanded over Arabia and beyond. At Yarmouk in 636, the Arabs, unified under Abu Bakr, defeated the Byzantine army in the midst of a dust storm that enabled the Arabs to take their enemy by surprise. 4 years later, they took control of the Byzantine province of Syria. By 642, Egypt and other areas of northern Africa had been added to the new Arab empire. To the east, the Arabs had conquered the entire Persian Empire by 650. The Arabs, led by a series of brilliant generals, had put together a large, dedicated army. The courage of the Arab soldiers was enhanced by the belief that Muslim warriors were assured a place in paradise if they died in battle. Reading check. Identifying. Who was the first caliph to unify the Arabs and begin an expansionist movement? Successors of the Arab Empire. After Abu Bakr died, problems arose over who should become the next caliph. There were no clear successors to Abu Bakr. The Umayyads. In 661, Muawiyah, the governor of Syria, became caliph. Muawiyah moved quickly to make the office of caliph, called the caliphate, hereditary in his own family. In doing this, he established the Umayyad dynasty. He then moved the capital of the Arab Empire from Medina to Damascus in Syria. At the beginning of the 8th century, Arab armies conquered and converted the Berbers, a pastoral people living along the Mediterranean coast of North Africa. Around 710, combined Berber and Arab forces crossed the Strait of Gibraltar and occupied southern Spain. By 725, most of Spain had become a Muslim state, with its center at Cordoba. In 732, however, Arab forces were defeated at the Battle of Tours in Gaul, now France, halting Arab expansion in Europe. In 717, another Muslim force had launched an attack on Constantinople, with the hope of defeating the Byzantine Empire. The Byzantines destroyed the Muslim fleet. The Arab advance ended, but not before the southern and eastern Mediterranean parts of the old Roman Empire had been conquered. Arab power also extended to the east in Mesopotamia and Persia, and northward into Central Asia. The Abbasid Dynasty. In 750, Abu al-Abbas, a descendant of Muhammad's uncle, overthrew the Umayyad dynasty and set up the Abbasid dynasty, which lasted until 1258. In 762, the Abbasids built a new capital city at Baghdad, on the Tigris River, far to the east of the Umayyad capital at Damascus. The new capital was well placed. It was located on the caravan route from the Mediterranean Sea to Central Asia. The Abbasid dynasty experienced a period of splendid rule during the 9th century. Best known of the caliphs of the time was Harun al-Rashid, whose reign is often described as the golden age of the Abbasid caliphate. Harun al-Rashid was known for his charity, and he also lavished support on artists and writers. This was also a period of growing prosperity. The Arabs had conquered many of the richest provinces of the Roman Empire, and they now controlled the trade routes to the east. Baghdad became the center of an enormous trade empire that extended into Asia, Africa, and Europe, greatly adding to the riches of the Islamic world. Eventually, rulers of the provinces of the Abbasid Empire began to break away from the central authority and establish independent dynasties. A new dynasty under the Fatimids was established in Egypt with its capital at Cairo in 973. The Seljuk Turks. The Fatimid dynasty soon became the center of Islamic civilization. The Fatimids played a major role in the trade passing from the Mediterranean to the Red Sea and beyond. They created a strong army by hiring non-native soldiers to fight for them. One such group was the Seljuk Turks. The Seljuk Turks were a nomadic people from Central Asia. They had converted to Islam and prospered as soldiers for the Abbasid Caliphate. As the Abbasids grew weaker, the Seljuk Turks grew stronger, moving gradually into Iran and Armenia. By the 11th century, they had taken over the eastern provinces of the Abbasid Empire. In 1055, a Turkish leader captured Baghdad and took command of the empire. His title was Sultan, or Holder of Power. The Abbasid Caliph was still the chief religious authority, but after they captured Baghdad, the Seljuk Turks held the real military and political power of the state. The Mongols. The Mongols were a pastoral people who swept out of the Gobi in the early 13th century to seize control over much of the world. Beginning with the advances led by Genghis Khan in North China, Mongol armies spread across Central Asia. In 1258, under the leadership of Hulegu, brother of the more famous Kublai Khan, the Mongols seized Persia and Mesopotamia. The Abbasid Caliphate at Baghdad ended. Hulegu had a strong hatred of Islam. After his forces captured Baghdad in 1258, he decided to destroy the city. Over time, the Mongol rulers converted to Islam and intermarried with local peoples. They began to rebuild the cities. By the 14th century, the Mongol Empire had begun to split into separate kingdoms. The old Islamic Empire, established by the Arabs in the 7th and 8th centuries, had come to an end. As a result of the Mongol destruction of Baghdad, the new center of Islamic civilization became Cairo in Egypt. Reading check. Describing. How did the Mongols bring about the end of the old Islamic Empire? Economy and social structure. Overall, the period of the Arab Empire was prosperous. The Arabs carried on extensive trade, not only within the Islamic world, but also with China, the Byzantine Empire, India, and Southeast Asia. Trade was carried both by ship and by camel caravans, which traveled from Morocco in the west to the countries beyond the Caspian Sea. Starting around 750, trade flourished under the Abbasid dynasty. From south of the Sahara came gold and slaves, from China, silk and porcelain, from eastern Africa, gold and ivory, and from the lands of Southeast Asia and India, sandalwood and spices. Within the empire, Egypt contributed grain, Iraq provided linens, dates, and precious stones, and western India supplied textiles. With flourishing trade came prosperous cities. While the Abbasids were in power, Baghdad was probably the greatest city in the empire and one of the greatest cities in the world. After the rise of the Fatimids, the focus of trade shifted to Cairo. To be a Muslim is not simply to worship Allah, but also to live one's life according to Allah's teachings, as revealed in the Quran. As Allah has decreed, so must humans live. Questions concerning politics and social life are answered by following Islamic teachings. According to Islam, all people are equal in the eyes of Allah. In reality, however, this was not strictly the case in the Arab Empire. There was a fairly well-defined upper class that consisted of ruling families, senior officials, nomadic elites, and the wealthiest merchants. Even ordinary merchants, however, enjoyed a degree of respect that merchants did not receive in Europe, China, or India. The Quran granted women spiritual and social equality with men. Women had the right to the fruits of their work and to own and inherit property. Islamic teachings did account for differences between men and women in the family and social order. Both had duties and responsibilities. As in most societies of the time, however, men were dominant in Muslim society. Reading check. Summarizing. On what ideas was society in the Arab Empire built? The brilliance of Islamic culture. During the first few centuries of the Arab Empire, the ancient Greek philosophers were largely unknown in Europe. The Arabs, however, were not only aware of Greek philosophy, they were translating works by Plato and Aristotle into Arabic. The process of translating works and making them available to scholars was aided by the making of paper, which was introduced from China in the 8th century. It was through the Muslim world that Europeans recovered the works of Aristotle and other Greek philosophers. In the 12th century, the Arabic translations were in turn translated into Latin, making them available to the West. The brilliant Islamic civilization contributed more intellectually to the West than translations, however. Philosophy and science. When Aristotle's works arrived in Europe in the 12th century, they were accompanied by commentaries written by outstanding Arabic philosophers. One such philosopher was Ibn Rushd. He lived in Cordoba and wrote a commentary on virtually all of Aristotle's surviving works. Islamic scholars also made contributions to mathematics and the natural sciences that were passed on to the West. The Muslims adopted and passed on the numerical system of India, including the use of zero. In Europe, it became known as the Arabic system. In astronomy, Muslims set up an observatory at Baghdad to study the position of the stars. They were aware that Earth was round, and they named many stars. They also perfected the astrolabe, an instrument used by sailors to determine their location by observing the positions of stars and planets. The astrolabe enabled Europeans to sail to the Americas. Muslim scholars developed medicine as a field of scientific study. Especially well known was the philosopher and scientist Ibn Sina. He wrote a medical encyclopedia that, among other things, stressed the contagious nature of certain diseases. After it was translated into Latin, Ibn Sina's work became a basic medical textbook for university students in medieval Europe. Art and architecture. Islamic art is a blend of Arab, Turkish, and Persian traditions. The best expression of Islamic art is found in the magnificent Muslim mosques, or houses of worship. The mosque represents the spirit of Islam. Constructed between 848 and 852, the Great Mosque of Samarra in present-day Iraq is the largest mosque ever built. It covers 10 acres, more than 40,000 square meters. The most famous section of the Samarra Mosque is its minaret. This is the tower from which the muezzin or crier calls the faithful to prayer 5 times a day. The minaret of Samarra, nearly 90 feet, around 27 meters in height, was unusual because of its outside spiral staircase. One of the most famous mosques is the 9th-century mosque at Cordoba in southern Spain. It is still in remarkable condition today. Its 514 columns, which support double horseshoe arches, transform this building into a unique forest of trees. Reading check. Identifying. Name 2 cultural achievements of the Arab Empire after 700. Critical thinking, skill builder. Distinguishing between fact and opinion. Why learn this skill? Imagine that you are watching 2 candidates for president debate the merits of the college loan program. One says, "In my view, the college loan program must be reformed. 60% of students do not repay their loans on time." The other replies,
College costs are skyrocketing, but only 30% of students default on their loans for more than 1 year. I believe we should spend more on this worthy program. How can you tell who or what to believe? You must learn to distinguish fact from opinion in order to effectively evaluate and analyze information acquired from a variety of sources, such as books, television, and the Internet. Learning the skill. A fact is a statement that can be proved to be true. In the example above, the statement, 60% of students do not repay their loans on time, is a fact. By reviewing statistics on the number of student loan recipients who repay their loans, we can determine whether it is true or false. To identify facts, look for words and phrases indicating specific people, places, events, dates, and times. An opinion, on the other hand, expresses a personal belief, viewpoint, or emotion. Because opinions are subjective, we cannot prove or disprove them. In the opening example, one statement from each candidate appears to be fact, and one statement appears to be opinion. Opinions often include qualifying words and phrases such as I think, I believe, probably, seems to be, may, might, could, ought, in my judgment, or in my view. Also, look for expressions of approval or disapproval such as good, bad, poor, and satisfactory. Be aware of superlatives such as greatest, worst, finest, and best. Notice words with negative meanings and implications such as squander, contemptible, and disgrace. Also, identify generalizations such as none, every, always, and never. Practicing the skill. For each pair of statements below, determine which is a fact and which is opinion. Give a reason for each choice. 1. A. The Byzantine Empire came to a pitiful end at the hands of the savage Turks. B. The Byzantine Empire ended when Constantine the 11th died while defending Constantinople in 1453. 2. A. The alliance with the Byzantine Empire made Kiev a major trading link between Europe and Asia and between Scandinavia and Southwest Asia. B. In the 900s, Kiev was the most isolated, uncivilized place, and it possessed little in the way of culture. 3. A. The Byzantine culture was more advanced than any other of its day. B. Vladimir's conversion to Eastern Orthodoxy brought Byzantine culture to Kievan Rus'.